Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today from A Greater Than Solomon. This is a report that I've put together regarding some of the things that are going on in Christian families and Christian church homes for teenagers and others. And the question that's on my mind today, why can't the church, and I don't mean necessarily the local congregation, but the church at large, why can't it regulate itself? We're just all split up. We've gone, and some of that, I guess, was for a good reason. We had to separate from some things. I get that. But we're so split up now that little groups that believe a certain way, a very narrow way, not necessarily the narrow way Jesus was talking about, by the way, but narrowly, and they can isolate themselves and get away with anything they want if they have a strong leader who's making them do it. The church needs to be able to regulate itself so that the government doesn't have to step in. These homes, quote unquote, if these homes which dot our land don't stop adopting non-biblical child-raising standards, they're going to invite more and more state control of the church. See, the state's not interested in our doctrines, even in our good lifestyle. The state sees stuff that the church doesn't see for some reason. Of course, there's Christians working for the state, too. Let's don't confuse it too much. Doctrines are going to be examined, though, in the future. When Antichrist and other type governments take over, they'll stop just looking at some of these bad things that we do, and they'll start looking at the doctrines. And you know, they've already been looking askance that way. Personnel are going to be scrutinized. The world's values will be placed on the church. Your ideas about marriage in the church are going to be examined when the state comes in. Do you really want that? I'm talking to the churches that have these homes that are breaking laws and breaking the scriptural laws too. We've seen in the Catholic priesthood the abuse of children sexually. And we've seen the government now have to step in. The Catholic Church saying, oh, we'll take care of this, but they didn't. Here comes the government. Now the specter of Protestant physical and emotional abuse is inviting the government again, has been really for many years. This is not a new thing I've just discovered. May I say that independent, quote-unquote, Christians have no right to be independent of the full body of Christ. You know, they formed a financial accountability organization. You've heard of it. I think EFCA or something like that, to which Christians of many stripes have subscribed. So that the church, and it's sad that individual churches won't be financially responsible, but at least we did something about it. The church came together and said, we need an organization that will monitor, audit, if necessary, certain churches and let them report things to us and let everything be above board. Thank God that we have an organization like that. It's a church thing. Government didn't have to do that for those churches. Well, the church needs to put in place an abuse accountability office. Reach out to all the Christian homes to give input into their facilities. These people who run the homes don't know everything. They've been taught a certain way. They've interpreted the scriptures a certain way. And they think they know everything, but they don't. And the church needs to come together and share ideas from the Word, not just human ideas. When the word independent means I can do anything I want behind closed doors, no, the church has gone too far. It's just gone too far. Tear down this wall, independent churches. Let the body of Christ assist you with wisdom that's been collected over the centuries, especially with the wisdom of God's word. You don't have it right in some areas. Until that wall is down, true Christians from every group, true Christians, need to interfere with these compounds and lovingly make a fuss. In Jesus' name. That's kind of what we're doing here. The broad brush syndrome can take over if I'm not careful. I didn't want to paint with too broad a brush. I know that not all these homes are the same. Some of them are havens of rest, I'm sure. Now, there's sexual perverts out there. There's sadists out there. There's the money hungry out there. But more likely, the leaders of these homes have simply read the same books and just, I'm talking about the bad ones here, followed mechanically when they saw some things that seemed to work. And beating will work. There's a lot of things that you can do physically that will work temporarily. But I know that some of the people in these homes have a heart to help the young people. We have a twisted generation, much more so than 20, 30 years ago. It's so much worse today. Well, you must decide if anything that I just said excuses the cries that you've just heard. A book was written in 2015. Now, there's been several of these kind of books through the years. I remember reading one many years ago. Same kind of stuff. It was written in 2015 by a Christian couple. It became a guiding light for many in the church. I'm not going to give their names. I'm not going to tell you the book. I know that's kind of mean. But I don't want you rushing out to get this book. You'll be very sad and disappointed when you read it. I'm not going to give you title or author. I don't want to promote it. And I don't want to be considered critical of it either and be putting people down. Some people would warn you to stay clear of it. But it's a book by a Christian to the Christian community about the, quote, biblical way to raise a child. I went to Amazon and found that over 3,000 people had reviewed this book. Now that's a lot. Some books never get a review at all. Most of the ones I publish are like that, but nobody knows me and so on. But this book was so dynamic, for better or worse, that 3,000 people thought, I got to check this out. I got to talk about this. 95%, listen now, 95% of the people that reviewed this book about how to raise children either gave the book 5 stars, that was 33% of the people, or 1 star, 62% of the people. You either love this book passionately, or you hate it with a passion. You see, the church, and I'm going to say just the true church, the Church of Jesus, is divided over this whole issue. Like in many issues, we've divided on a lot of things. We don't have to go separate ways. Unfortunately, we have. And so the two groups are not listening to each other. We need to admit that there are two sides to the child abuse debacle. There really are people who will defend this new philosophy in full knowledge of what goes on in these places, part of which I've been documenting. Yeah, baby beaters. They just may be acting in good conscience. And that's the strange truth. You'll note that some only change their policies when they're forced to do so by public outcries or by the government. Reminds me of a statement I made once in a book about Roman Catholic persecution in the Middle Ages. Oh, they stopped, didn't they? They were killing Christians for a long time, turning them over, quote, to the secular arm, they called it, but they were killing them. And finally, governments rose up and individuals rose up, armies rose up and said, you can't do this anymore, and they had to stop. Anyway, both sides point to results and personal experiences. Both sides claim to point to the Bible. But, of course, both sides can't be telling the whole biblical truth. Somebody's missing it somewhere. I want to give you some of the reviews of this book. Call you into the struggle. I think we'll all be praying more when we've faced the realities of current learnings brought out so well by these authors of this 2015 book. Now, as you go to the review page in Amazon, there's 3 reviews that are set up front. And no negative reviews are found until you scroll, scroll, scroll. Of course, it's not that everybody agrees with this book. It's that they're trying to sell this book. The people who are promoting the book have to put those good reviews out front. So you're getting the implication that this is a favorable book, because the very first three reviews are 100%, oh, this is wonderful. But in fact, nearly two-thirds of the readers despised the book, calling for it to be burned or banned. A full 1,200 reviews used the word child abuse. Out of 3,000 reviews, 1,200 of them said this is child abuse. Well, here are the favorable reviews. Here are the ones that were meant to sell the book. I don't want to leave these out. Let me tell you what they said. Number one, I highly suspect that the majority of the people reviewing this book haven't even read it. Or because their parents were abusive, they think that everyone who spanks their child is abusive as well. Striking a child out of anger is abuse. Spanking a child for disobedience is not. The difference is thoroughly discussed in the book. I have no issue with that. I hope you don't either. I purchased this book expecting to find a manual on how to beat a child with rubber tubing. Maybe even the inspiration for A Child Called It. Based on reviews, well, I was disappointed, but oh, very pleasantly surprised. What I bought as a joke and novelty actually turned out to be an enlightening and valuable advice on disciplining young children. I applied some of the practices in this book immediately, and I saw positive changes in my son's behavior the first day. Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. Number two, I know you probably get way too much mail, but I just had to write and say thank you. Thank you for the updated, and then gives the title. Wow, I started reading yesterday. I'm already halfway through. I've read the original at least 10 or 15 times in the past 3 years, but this new version has so much that clarifies and encourages me as I train my two small children. I love how, in the new book, you consistently emphasize training before the need to discipline arises and speak so often about how parents must be involved before they can properly apply the rod. A parent who does not show up to read a book should not show up to administer a spanking. Wonderful, true, biblical advice. Thank you so much for writing this book. It is so good, and your principles have made such a difference in our family. I just had to write and tell you. I share your materials with every parent I know. A big thank you from a very appreciative training mom. Wow. Doesn't that make you want to go out and buy a copy? Well, I could use it on my grandkids. But wait a minute. There is another side. By the way, if you hear some bad grammar, I'm reading some bad grammar. It doesn't come out yet in how you hear it. But we'll forgive these people, all right? These aren't scholars writing this. They're just ordinary folks, ordinary parents. This is number one of the other side. I'm a Christian and a mother who wants to raise my children to be productive members of society and also to love the Lord. This book presents the exact opposite way of doing that. I was given this book when my daughter was a baby, and I couldn't even finish it. I have since, and it appalls me that this is touted as a book of Christian principles. The tactics are cruel, humiliating, and downright harmful. Do not buy this. There are so many other books and authors that can help you. Number two, I was raised on the teachings of this book, and it has devastated me as I've tried for the past several years to correct the psychological damage it has caused me. If you want a healthy, happy child, and not just a damaged robot, avoid this book. Number three, horrifying read. Only sifted through before deciding to burn this. Do not purchase this. Appalled anyone highly rated this. More, even applauded a friend suggested this to me. I think appalled is what was supposed to be put there again. The fourth reviewer, and I am using more of the negative reviews. They outnumbered the positive reviews 2-1, don't forget. The fourth reviewer gave actual quotes from the book, which reveal the reason why so many have a problem with it. Now, sit down if you're not sitting down. Number four, do not buy this book. Do not do this to your kid. That's all in capital letters. Trust me. Both my parents followed these teachings. I was beat every day for 18 years. Along with my six siblings. What they did to us did not make us love God, but hate Him. I feared my parents, hated and resented them. My siblings and I raised each other. We had no one, not even God, because God was on their side, or so it seemed. Because God said it was okay for them to do these things. I read this book and I heard the messages my whole young life. And there's only one thing to say to people who follow this. drop your pants, give me that switch, belt, rod, hanger, until you are bent over half naked and spanked with any of those things he mentions. You'll never know the humiliation, the pain, the hatred that forms within you. If you're already spanking your child, you should ask yourself if you would like it if your husband, friend, mother, sister, brother, or child would use one of those things on you. Their book has many spots of child abuse. Here are my parents' favorite passages, and they use them often. Quote, this is from the book itself now. If he continues to show defiance by jerking around and defending himself or by expressing anger, wait a moment, lecture again, and again spank him until it's obvious he's totally broken. End of quote. Another quote, switch him 8 to 10 times on his bare legs or bottom. While waiting for the pain to subside, speak calm words of rebuke. If his crying turns to a true, wounded, submissive whimper, you have conquered. He has submitted his will. If his crying is still defiant, protesting, and other than a response to pain, spank him again. If this is the first time he's come up against someone tougher than he is, it may take a while. If you stop before he's voluntarily submissive, you have confirmed to him the value and effectiveness of a screaming protest. End of quote. One more quote. If you have to sit on him to spank him, then do not hesitate. And hold him there till he has surrendered. Prove that you are bigger, tougher, more patiently enduring, and are unmoved by his wailing. Defeat him totally. A general rule is to continue the disciplinary action until the child has surrendered. The reviewer ends, why is this book allowed to be sold? It's a guidebook for the abuse and bullying of children. Why would anyone do this to a child? Capital letters. Why? Well, passion speaks for itself, doesn't it? Please understand that it is the philosophy found in this book and others like it that is truly guiding some Christian homes and ministries. We're not talking about human weakness and failings now and then. We're talking about power plays. Oh, I have a few more quotes here. Didn't realize that. Do you think this is how Christians should train their children? I'm quoting again. One particularly painful experience of nursing mothers is the biting baby. My wife did not waste time finding a cure. When the baby bit, she pulled hair. An alternative has to be sought, says the author, for bald-headed babies. End of quote. New quote. Select your instrument according to the child's size. For the under one-year-old, a little 10 to 12-inch long willowy branch, stripped of any knots that might break the skin. Well, thank you. About 1/8-inch diameter is sufficient. Sometimes alternatives have to be sought. A 1-foot ruler or its equivalent in a paddle is a sufficient alternative. For the larger child, a belt or larger tree branch is effective. End of quote. Folks, I don't want to take this pendulum too far the wrong way. Nobody's standing against biblical principles for raising children here, even physical pain from time to time. But we are saying that Solomon, and listen to me, Solomon is the only appeal these people have for such tactics. Solomon. We're saying that Solomon may not be the last word for the born-again Christian. Full of the Holy Ghost. We'll talk more about Scripture next time. Whoa. Isn't it wonderful? No, it's not wonderful. We need to pray for these people. Pray for yourself. You have children, or you have children who have children. I've said it over and over, but it's not easy. Nobody's saying it's easy, and there's this magic cure. But the magic cure is not beating, either. Just because it seems to work, quote unquote. It only works for the moment. Talk to these people many years later. Well, I think we'll stop right there. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. We'll talk soon, Lord willing. Bye-bye.